That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Worshiping the Lord with our whole body, that's fun. And so we have another really fun new thing today. So this past year, we've been trying to build our multi-gen team. And this week, we get a very special treat. So we've been working with Sean and Dylan a lot this last year, trying to get them ready. And this, we thought, would be a good opportunity to celebrate 4th of July together and give them an opportunity to give the message. So Sean and Dylan will be giving the message today. So welcome, Sean and Dylan. They fit in really well with them. I didn't even know where they were. I was looking for them in the back, and I didn't even see them. So you guys got it.
Hello? Oh. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Dylan.
Hi.
All right. How was everyone's 4th of July?
Good.
Good?
Okay. Who here knows what 4th of July really represents?
Freedom!
Yeah! So, like Riley said, we were celebrating our 250th anniversary. Yes, 250th anniversary of our freedom. So, that's what today's message is going to be about. But before that, Dylan, did you do anything fun for 4th of July?
So I have my party room making hot dogs when... Actually, I have a video. We'll just pull that up.
What's your emergency?
Guy came over and stole all the hot dogs at my party.
All right, what's your address and location?
Bleep.
All right, we'll be on our way.
Okay, come soon.
Meanwhile.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog.
You're coming with us.
Hot dog!
Eat at the jet.
Oh.
Court is now in session. The accused stands charged with grand theft hot dog. Mr. Ochica, what is your rebuttal?
Well, Your Honor, as the defendant's attorney at law, he's guilty.
I hereby find the accused guilty and sentenced to a life without hot dogs and pay a fine of $1 Brazilian. $1 billion.
Wait, Mr. Judge. I just got a call from a man named Jesus. He was offering to take my defendant's punishment.
Well, do you know this man, Jesus?
No, never heard of him.
What would you like to take his offer?
Duh.
Well, I guess you're free to go.
And that's not all. Jesus is here to meet you right now.
Wait, really? I gotta go thank him.
Yes. So when right go wrong, just say a little prayer. Get your money, man. Life goes on.
No, I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay. Cause we hopeful. I wish that you could show some love.
Well, Dylan, that was pretty crazy what happened.
Yeah, I can't believe that Jesus guy paid the fine in the end. You know, this is reminding me of another person whose name sounds a lot like Jesus. Jesus.
Do you guys know Jesus? Is that who he's talking about, guys?
Yes!
Yeah?
Yeah. Jesus paid a fine for our sins, like it says in 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed.
Jesus also teaches us how to live a better life, the way Jesus taught the hot dog thief to not steal hot dogs anymore. And he offers an alternative. For Jesus, it was offering the hot dog thief infinite hot dogs, that he would cook him hot dogs anytime he wanted. And for Jesus, it's a life where we get to be free and get to experience all the love and favor that he has for us.
So we have a choice to make. We can either follow Jesus and his teachings, or we can reject them.
So what are the consequences for ignoring Jesus or rejecting him?
Well, we can use a thief as an example. If he decided to ignore Jesus, what Jesus told him, he would have been arrested and taken to court again. Even worse, he wouldn't be able to enjoy the hot dogs that Jesus wants to make for him. For us, ignoring what Jesus teaches us and living in our own understanding of or our own truths prevents us from experiencing the free life that God has for us.
It's like in John 8, verses 31 through 32, when Jesus says, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
So, in order to live freely, we must know and live in the truth by holding on to Jesus' teachings.
But, Dylan, this sounds pretty simple. How come not everyone does this?
Many of us have something in our lives, whether it's a grudge or an unhealthy habit, that is contrary to what Jesus teaches. Most of the time, we need to give it up in order to experience freedom.
It's kind of like how Jesus asked the hot dog thief to not steal hot dogs anymore, right?
Exactly. There are specific things that God will shed a light on through a verse, a message, or a conversation. It is up to us to take action and respond to what God is showing us, and to respect God's instructions in our lives and our ability to respond to it. I think we should play a little game.
Okay, so we're gonna have Eli, Ezra, Cameron, and Dylan come up. And this game has to do with something in the video. Can you guys guess what it is?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
You are correct.
All right. So, we're going to have one person on each team get blindfolded. All right, yes, you guys. And the other person is going to make a hot dog for them. But we have a few interesting ingredients to choose from.
Yes, very interesting.
And Dylan is going to give each of the hot dog makers instructions on how to make a hot dog and how to make a tasty hot dog. But unfortunately for Eli, I'm sorry, Eli, Ezra, you can do whatever you want with the hot dog. So now that these guys are blindfolded, we'll place you behind the table and we'll show you guys what kind of ingredients we have. So of course, this, we're not gonna say them because then that would ruin the surprise. Oh shoot. Oh, we lost the mustard. Anyways. All right. And we got some interesting ones coming up. Got this too.
Yum!
Yum. Oh, you hear that, Eli? Yum. They said yum. That's good news for you.
No.
All right. Wait, where's the hot dogs? Bruh.
Oops.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we forgot the. All right. So we're going to have the hot dogs here. Ezra and Dylan, feel free to listen to Dylan if you want.
Yes, listen. Listen. Okay, well, I mean, what's the most important ingredient in a hot dog to start? Okay, we'll put the ketchup on first. Yeah, ketchup. Okay,
don't worry about it, you're good.
We'll put the pickles on. I like the idea of pickles.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Does that look yummy?
I'm sorry. You can add some of this too. I wish we had the mustard.
Yeah, I really wish we had the mustard. I mean, you could put some mayo on it. Do you like mayo, Eli?
I can't open this, bro.
Yeah. Sure, just put it on yours.
Do you like mayo?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I think that's good. Okay.
All right.
I have a trash can here for you.
All right. Dylan, do you think it's time to eat it?
Yeah, so, you guys can eat it.
Here, you can feed it to him. You can feed it to him.
Feed it?
Yeah,
yeah,
feed it to him.
Feed it to them. Yeah, feed it to him.
Wait, no, give me it.
Say,
You don't trust.
Where is it? It's right here. Where?
It's the other side.
Oh, okay.
This has to be one bite.
So, Cameron, how does it taste? Or what can you taste?
Mayo. Some mustard.
Oh, man. Oh, that must have tasted
sick. Oh, maybe it's ketchup.
You do not know what mustard tastes like. Eli, what about you?
Oh my gosh.
You have to finish it, dude.
Just as bad as the first.
No way.
Wait, what'd you ask?
What does it taste like?
I don't even know, like, sweet, sour mayo, but like, that like went rotten, I don't know. It's bad.
Okay, that's good. Cool. You guys are good. You can unblindfold yourselves now. Oh. Yeah, look at that. If you want to finish, you can finish it.
No, I'm okay.
Cameron, if you want to finish, you can finish it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys can step off the stage now.
Well, actually, for the people who ate the hot dogs, you guys can keep the ingredients you want. Oh, okay. Yeah, can you help John?
Yeah, take this stuff down.
All this down?
Yeah.
Hey, let's clap it up, especially for Eli. Would you guys have taken a bite out of that hot dog?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's right there. Wait, where'd it go? Oh, okay. Even better. I don't think you would taste the difference. Okay, anyways. So the point of that game was to show that the freedom to choose doesn't always lead to God-glorifying decisions, or in this case, very tasty decisions. And it's also to show that the freedom that Jesus talks about in John 8 could mean more than just what we conventionally think about freedom. To us, especially here in the United States, when we think about freedom, we often think of autonomy, or just the ability to make whatever decisions we want, do whatever we want. And if we read past verse 32, we see that the believers who were with Jesus responded with a similar mindset. They answered him by saying, after he explained how you can be set free, he said, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" And Jesus responds by saying, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So basically, these people here, they're saying, "Yo, Jesus, like, we don't have shackles around our, you know, wrists or our ankles, you know? Like, no one's forcing us to do any sort of labor right now." And, you know, we could say the same thing, right? But Jesus here is pointing to a freedom that, a spiritual freedom that's beyond political, economic, that sort of freedom that we typically think about. And yeah, like I said, like this is, I believe this is very applicable to us because in this country, you know, we are blessed to have many freedoms, including the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And we literally have a day celebrating our freedoms, AKA 4th of July. But yet, there are many moments in each of our lives when we feel trapped or we feel like we lack freedom. And I'm sure each of us can think of a time when we became really upset and we began to, you know, take that out on the people around us or just got us in a really bad mood. And we kind of think back on it when we're more sober-minded and we think, man, like, I really lost the grip on myself. I really lost control of myself. Or we're scrolling on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is, and 2 hours later, we look up and we're like, shoot, like, what am I doing? You know, I didn't even want to do this. And in these moments, I really want you to ask yourself, do you really believe that you're exercising your God-given freedom? I know that when these things happen to me, definitely does not feel like I'm exercising my freedom. And I think that tackling this issue is exactly why Jesus says what he says in John 8. He's giving us a blueprint on how to experience a free life and to not have to experience these feelings of being trapped or lacking freedom. And basically, Jesus is telling us to be lit, to live in the truth. And to live in the truth, we must Number one, know the truth, like he says in John 8, verses 31. And then number two, do what is true and put it into action. And I have, I want to share a little testimony about how that's played out in my life. And when I was planning this out, at first I was thinking of talking about getting my license and how that's kind of like, yes, guys, I got my license. Ah, thank God. But yeah, but I was thinking about connecting that with, like, you know, being free and being able to decide where I go and stuff, you know, I can't be out past 12. But but I wanted to share something like a little bit more personal and something that I believe like is really like has changed the trajectory of my life. And this kind of starts all the way back to a few years ago. And some of you guys know this, most of you don't, but I actually never graduated high school. No, I'm not a super senior. I just, I tested out. And it was during my junior year, and there was just a lot of different factors that went into it, but ultimately I was just feeling very overwhelmed by the stress, and just felt a lot of pressure. And in an attempt to kind of escape it, I would do like all sorts of things. I would just like not pay attention in class. One day I literally like walked home like from school after my dad dropped me off. It's kind of embarrassing, but yeah, I just really was not feeling school. And I just wanted to give up. And I talked to a lot of people here at church actually about it. And you know, they were like, you know, like Sean, like school's really like, you know, I think it'd be good just to, like, you know, stay in school. You could just got one more year. I'm like, no. So I really like, I just rationalize it, you know, in my head. And I made that decision to just test out. And to me, that was like, that was me practicing like my freedom to like the greatest degree. I'm like, dude, I'm breaking out the matrix, you know, like, I don't have to go to school, I don't have to take classes, I don't have to like listen to these teachers talk about things I don't really want to learn about. When ultimately, I am interested in it, it's just a lot of this pressure and stress was getting to me. And yeah, so I tested out of school, and at first it was pretty chill. I had a lot of time at home just to do whatever I wanted, which is basically just playing video games and watching YouTube and watching TV. But I didn't really have a plan for when I got out. And I remember thinking, shoot, if I am not doing school, I better make a lot of money. 'Cause I still really cared about what my parents thought, right? And I'm so grateful to my parents because, you know, they were so loving and like they didn't kick me out the house or anything. But yeah, my mind was all over the place. And to me, even though I didn't have to worry about the stress and worry about going to school anymore, then came this new wave of, oh shoot, like what am I gonna do with my life? And even like the people I talked with at church, like they warned me of this. They were like, dude, like it's not just gonna be sunshine and rainbows after you test out, you know? Like you're gonna have to start accepting these responsibilities that adults have. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, I got that. I did not have that. So, you know, I started working. I got a job at McDonald's and I worked one shift every week. And the rest of the days, I was just at home, and I was bumming out. And eventually, it just got to a point where I was just sick of my life. Like, I was just like, man, like, this is terrible. Like, I'm not enjoying even playing video games. Like, come on, man. Like, what is my life anymore? And I was just tired. I was just tired, and I didn't really know where to go. I felt really trapped, and I felt like even though I was doing what I wanted, making my own decisions that like I really didn't have any options. I didn't really have any hope. And yeah, so the turning point in all of this was, around springtime when we learned about the Japan mission trip. And when I first heard about it, I was excited, but I wasn't like jumping out of my seat because I kind of understood what that a mission trip entailed, like preparation. And I wanted to go, but I was thinking like, man, like I'm really not in a good place right now. But eventually I was like, yeah, you know, it's a really exciting opportunity, you know? And to go to Japan with, you know, my best friends and just to serve out there is just like, it's so cool. It's such a cool opportunity. So I was like, you know what? I'll do it. And some of you guys might have heard about my application. We won't get into that, but it was pretty bad. We'll just say I was in a bad headspace. But as I was preparing and spending time with the Lord before the mission trip, I would be in my closet and I would be praying and listening to worship and really connecting with the Lord for the first time in like months. And right away, I realized there was this sort of shift in my mind and in my heart. And it was like my life was laid out in front of me and I could see, shoot, like, this is not good. You know, the things that I'm doing are not good. And it was like Jesus was, by connecting with the Lord and by pursuing him and by trying to live in the truth, Jesus is laying out in front of me like everything that wasn't true in my life and everything that was keeping me from experiencing the freedom that he had for me. So I realized, man, like something needs to change. And, you know, leading up to mission, it was pretty good. Got into a good headspace. And I think, you know, there's a ton of great things that happened on the Japan mission trip. You can ask anyone who went on it. Just an amazing experience. I hope we get to go again. But yeah, it was great. But the point of all this is to say that, and it's just to give an example of how Jesus uses these moments in our lives where we feel trapped and where we feel like we're not free. And he'll use those moments to help you grow and give you an opportunity to pursue him and live in the truth and to experience the freedom that he has for you. And after coming back, you know, a lot of things have changed. I stopped working at McDonald's. I went to Chick-fil-A. Ooh, Sunday's off. And more hours. And I started, you know, pursuing my education again, started attending college, and I ditched the buzz cut. And as a result, you know, girls started acknowledging my existence. So, you know, things are pretty up. And it's not to say that, you know, if you just, you know, just pray or like read your Bible, like, you know, your life's gonna become like just amazing. And not saying that my life's amazing, but like, yeah. But there's a lot to it. And ultimately, it's the freedom to choose is the freedom to choose what's good and what's true. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest, but I just want to encourage you all to, during this worship time, to just reflect and to pray and ask God, like, what is one thing in my life, maybe small, maybe big, maybe you already know what it is, as, you know, we were sharing, that's keeping me from experiencing the freedom that, you know, God has for me. and to ask God, like, what do you want me to do with this? And what steps do you want me to take to be able to live a free life, to be able to live in the truth and experience freedom? So yeah, kind of a shorter message, but yep, that's it. And Dylan's going to come up and close.
Yeah, I'm going to pray.
Pray, yeah.
So worship team, you can come up. Dear God, thank you that you can give me and Sean the courage to speak your truths this Sunday. Not just me and Sean, but like everyone in the video and people that came up and ate those nasty hot dogs. And thank you that you can use your truths and your word to set us free and give us the choice to make good, free choices using what you teach us, God. Yeah, just want to say thank you for this Sunday that we can all be here together, and that, yeah, just thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.